It sounds dramatic, but it's true. Forest bathing saved my life. Through forest bathing, I've learned to live my own true life instead of the life I thought I was expected to live, based on where I came from, what my parents or peers expected from me, where I went to school and what I studied, or any other way we all end up living someone else's life. They say the medicine you have to offer is the medicine that you need. The medicine I need is definitely forest bathing, and I take my medicine every day. I'm a highly sensitive person and have experienced periods of inexplicable illness, intense anxiety, and debilitating depression. I first found my way to forest bathing while in design school in New York City. I'd always been outdoorsy and felt best when hiking, surfing, climbing, or just adventuring in the great wild. But it wasn't until I was living in Brooklyn and going to school in Manhattan that the lack of nature in my life became an all-encompassing itch that I could not scratch. So I chose to focus my entire graduate thesis on psychoterratica, the mental health effects of being disconnected from nature. It started as an academic pursuit, but as I read the research, I began to see myself reflected on those pages. I've known that I'm affected by seasonal affective disorder, SAD, since my time at Dartmouth College. And I'm not alone. Studies show that the lack of light resulting from winter darkness affects, to some degree, about 20% of the US population. But SAD isn't the only way we are affected by nature. The lack of connection to nature is the root cause of much of our mental and emotional distress. I thought I would feel better once I left the monochrome gray of New York City and moved west to sunny California. But of course, my issues came with me across the country. I was trying my hardest to keep up the semblance of having it all together amidst dealing with confusing health issues and bouts of anxiety and depression, a failing relationship, paying off exorbitant student loans, and searching for a job. Finally, I got worn down to the point where I couldn't hold all the pieces of life together. I simply gave up. And in giving up, I gave in. Little did I know that life really begins once we give up trying to control it. At least that's what happened for me. I'm an avid runner and used to be in such a rush all the time. I had been running through life like a race, as though there was a finish line and I had to get there first. I would actually run my errands with shopping bags because walking took too long. For years, the only time I spent in the forest was while running through it on trails. Then, during one run in Mount Sutro Forest, an urban forest on the western side of San Francisco, a man stopped me. "Hey, do you know why there are ribbons around these trees?" he asked. "No," I said, rushing by. "I just moved back here. It's my first time here in years." I didn't like being stopped, but he kept talking. He told me the trees were being cut down and asked me to look at a website, sutroforest.com, to learn more about what was happening there.